Father, we thank you so much today. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you, God, for moving through the airwaves, moving in this little sanctuary. Thank you for moving in the lives of your people. Lord, we have a unique appointment with you today. There's a reason why you brought us together. You brought us together from different parts of the world to join together in spirit online. And the Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be I am in their midst. You are I am that I am. We acknowledge your presence. We recognize you. We can see you. We can feel you. So move freely in our midst. The Bible says in the days of Samuel, you reveal your word. You reveal yourself through your word to that prophet Samuel. Even though he was living in days when the word of God was scarce in the land, the Bible says you reveal yourself through your word. And our heart expectation and our heart desire today is that you will reveal yourself through your word. Open the eyes of our understanding. Grant us illumination. Cause the life of God to flow unbridled, unhindered, unlimited, unchained through this word in the name of Jesus. Cause the heart of your people to be released to receive. Let the heavens be open. Let great grace be available. Precious Holy Spirit, we yield to you. This is your service. You are the Lord of the universe. So have your way. Speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Would you go with me, please, to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's look at verse 3 and 4 together. The word of God says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Notice the Bible says his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Everything that the divine power of God will do in our lives will be channeled through the knowledge of God. I believe that's the NLT. If you look there, the NLT, the New Living Translation, it says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that so much. Hallelujah. We have received all this, that is the divine power, and everything that he gives to us, we receive all of this by coming to know him. It means knowing God is the way, is the channel that he has ordained for us to be able to receive the divine power that he has made available to us. The divine everything that is available to us in Christ is made available to us through the knowledge of God. It is as we know him. It is as we know him. I'm having such an amazing time during this Daniel fast. Such an amazing time of revelation and impartation from the throne of grace itself. And I'm noticing how everything is so interconnected and interwoven. Just looking at even the prophetic confession that the Lord gave us for 2022, it's amazing to me. We have stanzas there, whole paragraphs there, devoted just to talking about him. And it's interesting because the Lord has really never led us in that direction like that before, as far as our prophetic themes are concerned. Just giving entire chunks of what we declare concerning our year and our season, about him. Look at that paragraph there. It says, Jehovah God, my Jehovah everything, he is the chief architect and the chief pilot of my life. El Shaddai, the Almighty God himself, is the central core of my destiny. And then he starts to describe who the Lord is to us. Oh, Jesus. He is my rock, it says. He is my strength. He is my mighty fortress. Well, hold up one second. God can be all of this stuff to us without an intimate knowledge, an intimate relationship with him. He can't be your rock if you don't have an intimate relationship with him. He can't be your strength if you are not hiding in the secret place. He can't be your mighty fortress, your deliverer. All these things actually, all of these things are incumbent on our knowing the Lord more and developing an intimate relationship with him. He can be all of these things that the Bible says he has given unto us his divine power. And this divine power has given unto us everything that pertains to life and God. He can't do that without our intimate relationship, an intimate connection with him. The psalmist said in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth. The word dwell is the Hebrew word yashab. Yashab. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Listen now. Listen. See, everybody can take this confession and say, he is my rock. He's my mighty fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my Jehovah God. He's my Jehovah anybody can say that. Anybody can say that. But the full realization and the full manifestation of that Jehovah being your everything comes through intimate relationship with him. He says, he that dwelleth. Ay, 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 ay. He that dwelleth. Not he that visiteth. Not he that driveth through. This is not McDonald's. God is not McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. Papa John's. No. This is the problem. See, part of the thing with our society is we're so used to drive through. We are so used to drive through that that's exactly how we treat God. Hey God, do you have my blessing ready today? I stopped by, I just drove through. You got it? And then you are expecting someone to tell you, yep, go through the, you go through drive through, it'll be given to you when you get to the counter. And then we get to the counter and we say, you got it, yep, here's your delivery, here's your order. You take that order and you are gone and you, God is not like that. He's not, you get nothing from the Lord, drive through. Somebody say no drive through for me this year. Say no divine drive through for me this year. No divine drive through. He said, he that dwelleth. It's time to dwell. It's time to yashab. Say with me, it's time to yashab. I've made up my mind. It's time to yashab. It's time to yashab in the secret place. It's time to yashab in the secret place. Shadadaha. Shadada. I like this commentary by Phineas Dix from Psalm 91, verse 1. He said, he, the individual, every person, not just the Messiah, Jesus, not just the ministers, not just the pastors, not just the apostles, the prophets, no, every individual, gains access to everything that is in the secret place through dwelling there. Every individual. We gain access to what is in the secret place by dwelling there. We do not gain access to what is in the secret place by driving through. We don't gain access to what is... We don't gain access to what is in the secret place by a quick express order. No, it does not happen. There are so many people who have done it, and there are many people who are still going to do it. They will say, my Jehovah God, my Jehovah everything, my Jehovah this, and my El Shaddai, my rock, and God will not be rock to them. Not because he does not want to be, but because he can't be, because the requirement for God to be Jehovah everything is you must dwell in the secret place. Amen. You must dwell in the secret. He said it is thought, it's as often assumed that Psalm 90 from verse 1 to 17 and Psalm 91 verse 1 to 16 were written by Moses. And they were, that's why you see we've talked a lot about Moses since the year started. They were written by Moses at the beginning of the 40 years in the wilderness. The wanderings of which are the subject of the fourth book of Psalms. Listen to this. Psalm 91 from verse 1 to 16 was written to comfort the church in the wilderness while going through the 40-year course. And to assure the children of God in all ages of God's providence in their earthly pilgrimage. So while the world is raging and while there's a devastation going on all around the world, so much confusion and so much turmoil and so much disaster and so much, you see how listless everybody's tired. There's so much hopelessness. Even people in government don't really know what to do many times. You can see this thing is, but while all of that is going on in the world, he will be your Jehovah everything. He will be your Jehovah everything. He will be your divine appointment. He will be your divine approver. He will be your divine reality. He will be your divine interruption, your divine intervention, your divine orchestra. He will be your divine health. He will be your divine favor. He will be your divine increase. He will be your divine turnaround. He will be your divine, everything. Right in the midst of the turmoil. Right in the midst of the turmoil. Sha-ba-ba-ba. You see when, you see how he introduced himself to Moses? You see how he said, we'll come back to Psalm 91. Hold on. Let's go there with me to Exodus chapter 3. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo. Somebody say, it's my Jehovah everything. Exodus chapter 3. I was about to say Moses chapter 3. From verse 1. He said, Moses, listen to this now. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. He didn't know. He didn't know that was the mountain of God. He was just doing his job. He was just carrying out his career, his profession. He didn't know that where he arrived, he was leading the sheep and cattle and whatever Jethro had committed into. He was leading the, and he arrived at this place, Horeb. He did not know Horeb was the mountain of God. Moses did not know for 40 years. Actually, let's put it this way. For 80 years, God had been tracking him. God had been tracking him. God had been tracking him. And for 40 years since he left the nation of Egypt and ran away as a fugitive, God had been following him. God had been following him. And God had determined a divine appointment for him. I will meet you at Horeb and change your life forever. I will meet you at Horeb and change your destiny forever. I will meet you at Horeb and you will not recognize what I will do in your life. I will meet you at Horeb and your life will be radically changed forever. He didn't know. Moses did not know. He arrived at Horeb thinking, this is just, this is just another stopping, resting place. He didn't know God had been waiting for him in Horeb. I dare say to you, God has been waiting for you in 2022. God has been waiting for you. He's been tracking you. He's been tracking you. He's been tracking you. And you suddenly arrive wherever you are right now. You think you are just somewhere. You just got there. But I'm telling you right now, God has an appointment with you. God has a, there's a divine appointment that is going to change the course of your life forever. Somebody shout yes. He said he got to Horeb. And in verse 2, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the burning bush, of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. It's a strange sight. The bush was burning, but it was not burning. And Moses said, I will now turn aside. That was the key. That was the key. See, God could do everything else. God could do everything. God could track him. God could put things in his path. God could arrange things in his direction. He could make sure he set the appointment. He knew the day. He knew the time. He set the arrangement for his new destiny. God could do all of that. The one thing God could not do was make the decision for Moses. That was the only thing. Moses was the only one who was able to do. He said, I will now turn aside. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God for Moses. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God for Moses. Thank God, Jesus. Thank God. Do you know, I hear the Spirit of God. This is how generations after you, some people that will come out of your lineage will thank God for your divine appointment with God. They will thank God that you turned aside. They would thank God that God caught your attention and you stopped and you made a change. You said, hey, I was going in this direction, but I think there's something going on over there and I'm going to go look at it. Generations after you will be forever grateful that you heard and you received God's divine appointment. No matter what God had prepared for Moses, Moses was the only one who could make sure that the divine appointment happened. He was the only one who could see to it divine realities happen. He was the only one who could see to it divine manifestation happen. He was the only one who could see to it divine intervention happen. He was the only one who could see to it divine interruption happen. He was the only one who could see to it divine orchestration happen. Moses was the only one who could. Yeah. I want to speak to you by the Spirit of the Lord. Hey.
Come on, Lord.
The Lord will do some things in your life. Even you will not recognize yourself. Even you will not recognize yourself. The Lord will do some things in your life. Hey. He's your hiding place. He's your hiding place. Everything Moses was running away from in the land of Egypt. When he got to Horeb, he arrived at his hiding place. The secret place is the hiding place. The secret place is the best place on earth to be. He said, I will turn aside. And when he said, I will turn aside, he said, I'll turn aside and see what this great side is. In verse 4, the Bible says, when the Lord saw that he turned aside. Notice now. When the Lord saw that he turned aside, then God called him. I want to ask you, what if he didn't turn aside? Do you think God would just have forced him? You think God would just have jumped on him and said, hey, you think God would have done that? Oh no. What if he was driving through? And didn't stop to turn aside. Shaba baba. This cannot be a year for business as usual. We cannot continue to serve God the way we've always done. Something has to change. Shout it out loud. Say, something is changing in my life. Say, something is changing in my life. The glory of God is coming upon my life. I'm encountering God in a new way, in a different way. My destiny is being changed. My life is being... Something has to change. Something must change on the mountain of God. Something must change on the mountain of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When we receive God's invitation and we arrive on his mountain, something must change, Shabba Baba. Something must change. Something must change.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, when Jesus was on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, Peter, James, and John thought they were just there for, you know, just their usual, let's just get away from the rest of the people. But there was a divine appointment on that mountain. There was a divine appointment on that mountain. Suddenly, while everybody was doing their thing, suddenly, the heavens opened. Moses suddenly showed up. Elijah showed up. You know, Peter was so confused. He said, Master, let's build three. He didn't think about himself. He said, Master, this is good. Let's build three tents for you, for Moses, for Elijah. Let's just build. What about you, Peter? Because Peter was just driving through.
Oh, Jesus.
Peter was just driving through. It was just another day in the life of Peter the fisherman. Fisherman turned apostle. But Jesus was there for a divine, Jesus was there for a divine appointment. Jesus was there. Do you know what happened on the mountain? The Bible says suddenly, change began to happen. Suddenly. The Bible says, so let's read it. Wait. I told you I'll be all over. Let's just go with the Holy Spirit. I'm all over the Bible today. Hallelujah. I love it though. I love it. Heaven is open. Can you feel it? God is changing somebody's life today. Something's happening. Shabba. We have a visitation from the Holy Spirit. He's sitting. He's resting. He's right here. He's resting. He feels comfortable. I love it. He feels very comfortable. Shabba. Look at it in Luke chapter 9. In what verse is this? Let's start from 28. He said, and it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Somebody said, change must happen on the mountain. Hey, change must happen on the, you can't go through a fast. You can't go through this Daniel fast and come out the same way. Change must happen. If you go through this 21 day Daniel fast and you come out the same way, my friend, we have lost 2022. Something must happen. Change must happen. He said, he went up into a mountain to pray. Verse 29. And as he prayed, hey, the fashion of his countenance was changed, was altered. The fashion of his countenance was changed. His raiment, his clothing became white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory. And spoke of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Right there on that mountain. Moses and Elijah showed up. He said they appeared in glory. Oh my God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see something. Oh my God, I pray. Ay. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see something. There has to be a deep stirring in your life, my friends, my brothers and my sisters. There has to be a deep stirring in your, something has to come alive, crying for the touch of heaven. Something has to come alive inside of you. They appeared in glory. They appeared in glory. Jesus had an appointment. Let's finish this. It's taking me somewhere else. They appeared in glory and spoke of the disease which Jesus should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him, they were heavy with sleep. May you not sleep the day God visits. I said, may you not sleep on the day God is visiting. Amen. They were heavy with sleep. May you not sleep when the glory of God shows up. May you not, see in that 2022, we say he's showing up and he's showing out. Yeah. He's showing up. May you not be asleep when he shows up and shows out. Yeah, they were heavy with sleep. I pray for you. You are supernaturally aroused from your deep spiritual slumber. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are stirred up. You are stirred up. You are aroused. You are stirred up from your deep spiritual slumber. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has been sleeping, I command them to wake up. Everything that has been snoozing, I command them, it's time to rise up. It's time to wake up. You have a divine appointment with God. You have a divine appointment with God. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Shita baba baba. Shita baba. He said they were heavy with sleep. They were heavy with sleep. And when they woke up, they saw his glory. They saw his glory. And the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make us three tabernacles. I want you to listen to this now. This was divine appointment for Jesus. Let us make us three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And the Bible says he did not know what he was saying because he was sleeping. I mean, what do you expect of a man who's sleeping? And while he thus spoke, there came a cloud that overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered that cloud of glory. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this, Jesus, this is my beloved son. Hear him. There was a divine appointment at the beginning of his ministry when he started. The day John the Baptist baptized him, the Bible says heaven opened and a dove, Holy Spirit, came upon him to show God's approval, to show God's endorsement. That's why we added divine approval to our confession. The Lord had us add it at the beginning. You know that scripture, don't you? Let's look for it. All these scriptures, I haven't read it or I have not prepared them. The Holy Spirit is speaking. So let's go with them. Is it Luke chapter 3 or 4? One of them. Luke chapter 3, I think.
Yeah,
Luke 3. What verse? Huh? 21? Yep. Thank you. Yep, there it is. Thank you so much. Look at it. It says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. Right? The heaven was open. Verse 22. And the Holy Ghost descended upon him in a bodily shape, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. That was the beginning of the ministry. That was the beginning. That's when the Lord did that. To show his approval. To endorse him. To say, let's go. And the Holy Spirit himself came upon him. The Holy Spirit, like a dove, came upon him.
Hallelujah.
I pray before this mountain is over, before this divine appointment season is over, you will encounter the Holy Spirit in a different way. you will encounter the Holy Spirit in a different way. You will encounter the Holy Spirit. It's the beginning of the ministry. The Holy Spirit. God showed his approval. The Holy Spirit came to endorse him and to rest upon him. Beginning. Well, when he came back in Luke chapter 9, that was another approval and another endorsement to show that the Lord was confirming everything that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to do upon the earth. That Jesus Christ was in sync with divine will. Jesus Christ was on time. Somebody say, I'm on time. Say, I'm on time. Say, I'm on time. Jesus Christ was in line. Say, I'm in line. Say, I'm in line. I'm in line. Jesus Christ was on track. Some say, I'm on track. Some say, I'm on track. Say, I'm on track. All these things have to do with divine appointment. When you are positioned for divine appointment, you are on time. When you are positioned for divine appointment, you are in line. And when you are positioned for divine appointment, you are on track. The Holy Spirit showed up again on that mountain to declare, yes, you are getting it done. And you will finish. You didn't just get it started. You are not just getting it done, but you are going to finish well. You are going to finish well. You are going to finish well. When God sent his first approval and his first endorsement, it was the Holy Spirit. When he sent the second one, the last one, it was the saints of God who had already ascended to glory who came. And the Bible, the word of God doesn't tell us what did they say to him. We don't know. They had a conversation with him. What did they say to him? What did Moses say to him? What did Elijah say to him? It's not recorded anywhere. What did they say to him? Oh, my friends. God wants to say some things to you that nobody else will hear. God wants to say some things to you regarding your destiny, regarding your future, regarding your glory that nobody else will hear. That's why you are set up for divine appointment. Everybody will not hear it, but you will hear it. There's something. There's something. And when you come out of it, I sense I should wrap this up. When you come out of it, you'll be oozing with glory. This is your season of fresh glory. The glory of this season will be far greater than any glory you have ever known in your life. Do you know what glory means? It means heavy. It means heavy. Heavy with what? Heavy with the presence of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the possessions of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the endorsement of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the approval of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the wealth of God. Heavy with what? Heavy with the manifestation, miracle power of God. Heavy with what? This, every time you hear the word glory, it means you are heavy with something from God. I pray for you as I begin to wrap this service up, that this will truly be a season of divine glory. It will be a season of fresh glory in your life. That the glory of your latter house will surpass the former. The glory of your latter house will surpass the former. That's what this is for.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry. All those places where the Holy Spirit had us go today, we will go back there. You know how it works. We will go back. Because I'm hearing, as you are hearing him speak, I'm hearing him speak too. And I'm saying, oh, okay, Lord. Okay. So don't worry about it. We've been all over the place. But the Lord's spoken to you.
Yes, he has.
Lord's spoken to you. As I get ready to close, let's look at this scripture here. What happens on that mountain? His glory. His glory. What happens on the mountain is change. It's change. It's glory. The same way Jesus' garment. Use his garment. Your garment is your clothing. Your garment, your raiment, is your outerwear. It's a clothing. That's exactly what the anointing of the Holy Spirit is. It's a clothing. It's a garment. That's why in the Old Testament, the Bible says, you know, you remember that story with Elijah and Elisha? When, you know, he told him, Elisha was Elijah's servant. He told him, you know, the Lord's taking me. The Lord, well, he didn't tell him at the beginning, but, you know, he says, can you stay here? You stay here. You stay here in Jericho. You stay here in Bethel. You stay here in, and the man just wouldn't stay. And finally, he asked him, okay, since you have refused to leave, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion. I want a double portion. This is your year of double digit blessings.
Amen.
He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. I want a double portion. I want a double. What did Elijah say? He said, okay. If you see me when I'm taking off, you will receive it. What happened? When the chariot of fire came to take him. What happened? He saw him, right? Elisha saw him. And then what happened? Didn't he take off his garment? Took off his garment. And left that garment. What did Elisha do? He took the garment. He took the garment. And the very first opportunity he had, he went by the Jordan. He went by the Jordan. He said, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of... What was it he used? It was the garment. It was the garment. The garment was the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He struck the Jordan with the garment and the Jordan opened up. The God of Elijah showed up. Jehovah everything showed up. Jehovah miracle showed up. Jehovah power showed up. Jehovah glory showed up. He will show up for you. He will show up for you this year. He will show up for you this year. We need the garment. This is what the mountain is about. It's for, it's about the garment. Let's close out here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Let's take a praise break. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody praise him wherever you are. Give him unbridled gratitude. Give him superlative praise wherever you are. 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 Lift up your voice. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. This is your season of fresh glory. This is your season of fresh glory. This is your season of fresh glory. God is taking off every old garment. He's taking off every old garment. The old garment of the beggar. The old garment of the loser. The old garment of the failure. The old garment of the ne'er-do-well. God is taking away every old garment. He's giving you the garment of his glory. He's giving you the garment of his glory. He's giving you the garment of his glory. Shita papa rapapa sa, shita papa pasa taraka baba, shita raka papa pasa ta, shita raka papa sa taraka.
Yes Jesus, yes Jesus.
Woo Jesus, woo Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. The garment of his glory. He's taking away the garment of the deceiver. He's putting upon you the garment of the firstborn. Receive your birthright from heaven. Receive your birthright from heaven. You don't have to cheat your way to favor. You don't have to cheat your way to increase. You don't have to cheat your way to blessing. God is giving you a fresh garment of glory. This is your season of fresh glory. Receive your garment of glory from heaven. Receive your birthright. Receive your birthright. Receive your birthright. Shita pavasata. Somebody, I'm changing my garment. I'm taking off the old beggar's garment. I'm taking off the garment of glory. I'm taking the garment of glory. Jehovah, everything. Take away the garment of the beggar. Take away the garment of the liar. Take away the garment of the failure. Take away the garment of the loser. Lord, I receive the garment of your glory. I receive the garment of your glory. I receive the garment of your glory. Shita vavavasata. Shita vavavasata. I have one last scripture I gotta read here before I close. I gotta read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Come on. Let's read it together. 2 Corinthians chapter. I'm just gonna read. I'm not gonna preach from this one. I'm just gonna read it and then we're gonna close out. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Shita raka babaha. Listen to this now. Hiya, yeah. Listen to this now. Let's start from, what did I say? 2 Corinthians 3. What verse did I say? Let's start from 11. Let's start from 11. He said, for if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day, there remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. Which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Verse 18. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord. Oh, God. When he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When he shall turn to the Lord. That's it. When he shall turn to the Lord. The veil, the old garment, shall be taken away. When he shall turn to the Lord. That's it. When Moses turned aside, I will turn aside to see this bush. The old garment was taken away. When he shall turn to the Lord. My friends, my brothers and my sisters, God is calling us to turn to the Lord. God is calling us to turn aside. We can have something different from the Almighty God. We can have a fresh touch from heaven. Something new can happen in our lives that can change the trajectory of our destiny permanently. Who is that listening to me this morning?
All the Lord is asking of you is that you turn to the Lord. You've tried this and you've tried that and you've tried this and you've tried that. None of those things have worked. It's time to turn to the Lord. It's time to turn to the Lord. Do you know how many things Moses did and failed? It's time to turn to the Lord. In intimacy. We're teaching on this on Wednesdays. Can't get into it on Sundays. How do we get closer to the Lord? Most believers don't know. Four principal ways. Four major ways in which we can develop intimacy. We can know for sure that we knew God more intimately. We drew closer. We turned to the Lord. Four principal. Most believers don't know it. And I'm not going to teach it on Sunday. Do you want to get closer to the Lord? Do you want divine everything? Do you want divine approval? Hey, let's jump in that river. When you shall turn to the Lord, the veil be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We are changed. We are transfigured. We are transformed into the same image from glory to glory to glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody lift up your hands to heaven. Say, Lord, I'm ready for this divine appointment. I'm ready for this divine appointment. I declare I'm on time. I declare I'm in line. I declare I'm on track. I'm ready for this divine appointment. Come, Holy Spirit. This is my burning bush. I'm turning to the Lord. I'm turning more to the Lord. A greater degree more to the Lord. A greater level more to the Lord. Greater intimacy more to the Lord. I'm turning more. Holy Spirit, it's time. Manifest your glory in my life. Take away every old garment. Remove them. Take away every veil that limits my ability to see you. Reveal the Father to me. Draw me closer to glory. Draw me closer to glory. Reveal yourself more and more and more. Thank you, Father, for this on time release. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.